Bats can get a bad rap, but they save around $3 billion a year in pest services. Now, for the first time, Wyoming is facing its first case of a rapidly spreading, bat-killing fungus. That fungus is known to cause white nose syndrome, a disease that's already killed millions of bats across the eastern U.S. and Canada. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports why just one eastern Wyoming bat with the dangerous fungus is so concerning.
In mid-May, field technicians with the Wyoming Natural Diversity Database went up to Fort Laramie Historical Site for a week-long survey looking for white nose syndrome, or WNS. That's the sound of little brown bats taken from a YouTube video, the kind technicians were here to survey. Up until now, there's never actually been a case of the fungal disease in Wyoming.
They also, during that occasion, noted a lot of scarring and
kind of necrotic
tissue on the wings, which is pretty unusual to see in a large number of bats.
That's Ian Abernathy, lead vertebrate zoologist for the Natural Diversity Database, who is at the Fort Laramie site. He says the tissue was the first sign something strange was going on, but then something else showed up. Technicians noticed discoloration on the animal's wings with a UV flashlight.
Clearly, between having that number of bats with scarring on the wings
and that
fluorescence, they'd say, well, something's weird here.
The scientists set up a volleyball-like net and caught 205 bats. They swabbed ones that looked potentially diseased and inspected them with the UV light. 46 were evaluated in total. And sure enough, the fungus in question showed up.
Only one of them had enough DNA that we were able to amplify through PCR to confidently call it, you know, to detect the fungus on it.
One out of 46 had the fungus that leads to WNS. That may seem insignificant, but Abernathy says it's enough to be concerned.
It's very likely that fungus is going to be transmitted to additional individuals and ultimately will probably affect many more
than just that one.
White nose syndrome kills bats in kind of a sneaky way. The fungus that leads to the disease attacks when they're most vulnerable, during hibernation, when bats have a reduced metabolism and energy level. Michelle Varant is a wildlife veterinarian with the National Park Service.
This fungus gets onto their skin, usually the wings, and it starts to invade the surface of their skin and damage the wing tissue. And the wing serves a lot of important functions for that bat.
She says it throws heat balance, energy levels, pH levels, and electrolytes all out of whack.
The bat arouses more frequently during hibernation. It causes it to wake up more often.
And that's really not supposed to happen. So typically, the bats die from starvation or cold temperatures. Mortality rates differ, but can be as high as 90 to 100%.
New York was where it was first identified, and that was back in 2006, 2007. We found it because there were large groups of bats that were dying in caves in the winter.
Varant says spores of the fungus were likely brought to the U.S. by people from Europe or Asia around that time. And in the only 12 years since it was first identified here, white nose syndrome has spread incredibly fast, with millions of bats dying in its wake. There are pockets of it in Canada and almost every state east of Wyoming. But now that it's here, scientists like Varant are very concerned. She says, though only one case was identified in Fort Laramie, it's safe to assume it is elsewhere in the state, and that it will continue to grow, since scientists can't exactly limit bat movement.
At this point, I think all the evidence suggests that we could see declines similar to what we've seen in the east in bat populations here in the Midwest and in the western part of the U.S.
In other parts of the country, it's only taken 2 to 3 years to wipe out a given colony. And there's no large-scale treatment yet for white nose syndrome. But Varant explains Wyoming does have a response plan, and it starts with gathering more data.
So some of that involves doing additional surveys and surveillance to understand what species are infected with this fungus and in what areas of the state to understand how it's spreading.
And Nicole Bjornley says communication and coordination are big parts of that plan. She's a non-game mammal biologist with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. She says many different agencies will work to keep tabs on these bats. And as far as communication, that's where humans come in. While white nose doesn't affect us, we can transport it. So Bjornley says, be careful.
Making sure that if you go into caves and mines, you decontaminate your gear. Staying out of caves and mines that have been closed. And also, you know, something as simple as if you're vacationing, checking your umbrella, checking the canopy on your camper before you leave, just to make sure there are no bats hiding in there.
The stepped-up surveying and data collection won't begin until closer to winter, when hibernation comes. But it's not a bad idea to keep an eye out for hitchhiking bats on your vacation this summer. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.